This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. It is Tuesday, a busy Tuesday, 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. Appreciate you being here today. Just want to remind you, big announcement, our Politics and Pints with our special guest, the one, the only, international best-selling author, Jack Carr, and his new book, Cry Havoc. It is a prequel to the James Reese saga. It's about his father, Tom Reese, and how his father got to be where he is with Vietnam and everything else. And I've not read it yet, but I'm getting my copy, I think, tomorrow. So I'm going to dive right in. I'm excited. So that is going to be October 13th, Zlock Performing Arts Center in Bucks County Community College. What you need to do is get your tickets now by going to 1210wphg.com. Here's why. It'll sell out because Jack has an enormous fan base of not just our listeners. Jack has listeners. I mean, he's got readers and like people love him all over the place. So the minute that Jack Carr sends out the notice and people go on his website at officialjackcarr.com and see that he's got an event and they're even close to it, they're going to come. You don't want to be left out in the cold because some Jack Carr fan who's never heard of me and doesn't listen to our radio station or our station gets those tickets. So what you need to do is get your tickets now by going to 1210wphg.com. All right. Monday, October 13th, 7:30 p.m. The one and only number one international best-selling author, Jack Carr. And I want to see you there. All right. It's going to be a lot of fun. What the senator was talking about with energy and everything else, very important stuff. And I could not be more thrilled with the deregulation, the permitting reform and everything that's happening. And this also affects the New Jersey governor's race. Can we play cut number six, Justin? Do we have the ability to do that with the other thing you're working on or no? If we don't, it's OK. All right. Jack Cittarelli went on with Sean Hannity last night talking about this and talking about a lot of things with the radical energy prices. Now, it's important to note, Fox News basically ignored the race in 2021. It was only 2 weeks before when it looked like Jack had a shot. They started to bring him on the show. And he told the story when I was with him about first time Sean Hannity had him on 2 weeks before Election Day. Didn't even know how to pronounce his name. He was obviously didn't want to be there. Jack is on Fox News almost daily now. So they realize how important this race is and the chance that he has. This is a little bit from his interview last night, cut number six.
4 years ago, we did not pay as much attention as we should have. That was a notoriously close race, and I don't think it got enough national attention. Now, I'm not going to make the same mistake twice. Why is this a winnable race? Why is this the moment? New Jersey does have a history of electing Republican governors.
We do, Sean. We've won six of the last elections in this state, but the reason why it's going to turn this year is because people are angry. 8 years of Phil Murphy policies have failed New Jerseyans, and my opponent is Murphy 2.0. She supports all of his failed policies. She supports sanctuary cities and us being a sanctuary state. She supports cashless bail. She supports the failed energy policies that have caused electricity rates to go through the roof in New Jersey, and people are ticked off all across the state.
Are you as surprised as I am that the Democratic Party, look at New York City, look at California, that they have embraced the most radical elements? You know, the real loud voices or leaders are in the party are Mamdani, AOC, Jasmine Crockett, The Squad, Grandpa Bernie, Pocahontas. Why has that party, you know, gone hard left on law and order, safety, security, hard left on defending illegal immigrants, hard left voting against tax cuts for working men and women? Why?
Left of center Democrats in New Jersey are not there. It's the far left that's grabbed the megaphone and has intimidated everybody on the left. But again, we're going to see a different outcome here in New Jersey this year. And I really appreciate you pointing out the change in voter registrations. Compared to 2021, when I ran for governor, there's 100,000 fewer Democrats today and 200,000 more registered Republicans. And by the way, speaking of New York City, my opponent has endorsed Mamdani, and 2 weeks ago he returned the favor. I've called on her to reject his endorsement.
Well, good luck with that. I will tell you, I do believe that your race is a sleeper. I do believe it's winnable. I hope the people of New Jersey give it the amount of urgency that is needed. I know you have the president's endorsement and you have mine as well.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And hopefully those Trump voters will come out. Trump voters need to come out and vote for Jack Cittarelli. 400,000 Republicans stayed home in 21. And if they come out this time around, 80,000 more of them come out, Jack wins. Bottom line.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
All right, we're going to jump into the press conference being held in North Carolina about the brutal stabbing of that Ukrainian refugee. Just horrific, awful, very important story. Obviously, the biggest story of the day. That is the big story of the day, brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria, Veneria Dental. Dr. Mike, the dentist that other dentists and doctors go to because of the level of care and excellence. Excellence Undisputed. Schedule your free dental implant consultation today at 856-786-2020, 856-786-2020, or visit VeneriaDental.com. Let's jump in.
Mass transportation system. It is a law that is there because acts like this affect the American way. It affects our daily life. It is random acts on a train that are the thoroughbred and how
this
we get
U.S.
to our cities
Russ
to work to our
Ferguson
places of education
for the Western District
for our
of
families.
North Carolina.
It is our way of American life. Crime makes people stop taking that light rail. They give up those opportunities, and we are here to be sure that we can save our city and bring those opportunities back. The maximum penalty for this federal crime is life in prison without parole or the death penalty. Of course, each individual case receives its own sentencing hearing by a federal judge that will decide the sentence based on the individual factors in this case. Of course, at this point, we're only making allegations. We do have a charge. We filed a criminal complaint. It has been signed by a federal judge. The charges have been brought, but they are just charges. Getting there has been a process. I want to thank the FBI, which has an incredible team that has investigated this case. They've ensured we had a basis for federal charges. I want to thank the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department that started this investigation, apprehended the defendant immediately after the incident happened at the light rail station. And I want to thank the District Attorney's Office and Spencer Merriweather, who brought first-degree murder charges right away when this happened. I think everyone knows the facts of this case, but I will briefly recite what is in our criminal complaint. And that is that at 9:55 on August 22nd, Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department responded to a call that there had been a stabbing on a light rail train. They located the victim, who had been suffered stab wounds in her neck, on her hand. They found a pocket knife on the scene, and they apprehended the defendant at the rail stop. Now, much more recently, the surveillance video was obtained from the train, and that's really what gave us the basis for federal charges here. And the surveillance video shows Irina Zarudska getting on the train by herself in her work uniform, sitting down by herself in a row that just happened to be in front of DeCarlos Brown Jr. Approximately 4 minutes later, Mr. Brown pulled out a pocket knife. You see him on video open that pocket knife, and he stabbed her three times in the neck. He then walked off the train with blood dripping from the knife. This is obviously a horrible, horrible situation. But this is why federal statutes exist. They exist to take care of situations like this because no one should sit in fear when they sit on the light rail. If you sit in fear on the light rail, you sit in fear when you walk around the streets of our center city like I do every day. You sit in fear when you go to our parks, like I do with my daughter every weekend. You sit in fear at our sporting events, our entertainment venues, at concerts, at restaurants, at our museums. These are all the things that we have worked as a city so hard to build. We have built this city. Companies have come here in droves. More than 150 people move here every day. We built a city that people want to live in, but we can lose that all if we allow violent crime like this to go on in our streets. And I'm here to tell you, the federal government is going to save our city from that. To Ernest's family, we will pursue justice. We will use the full weight of the law. I appreciate you all being here. I appreciate your attention to this case. I know this has gotten national attention. I know that there is a lot of thoughts about this case. There's policy decisions being made because of this case. But as someone who just talked to the family of the victim, I hope you'll remember her. Because this is hard for them. It's their case, and we will bring justice here. I'll now turn it over to Special Agent in Charge Barnacle.
Thank you, Mr. Ferguson. Thank you for everyone that's here today. You know, I'm saddened to be up here today talking about a violent, heinous act that occurred on our metro system. This could have happened to any young person that was riding the train that night, but it didn't. It happened to Irina, and her death is an absolute tragedy. There is no one who will debate that point. Even more tragic, she chose to come to Charlotte to escape the violence of her war-torn home in Ukraine. Irina had settled into her community. She made friends. She immediately got a job. The first day she was allowed to work, and she got a work permit here, she got a job that very first day. She worked at a senior citizen center. She worked at a pizza place. She took care of animals in the neighborhood. She was building her young life. She had recently moved in with her partner. Her family let us know she graduated from college in Kyiv with a degree in art and restoration. We don't know the extent of what obstacles she faced in the Ukraine, other than we did learn just a few moments ago that she was living in a bomb shelter. Sadly, everyone saw in surveillance video how tragic her life ended. We're shocked. We're saddened. It's very, very difficult. This young lady rode that train many times. She was probably tired after a long day at work and just trying to get home to her loved ones, but she never made it. In an instant, her life was over, and her mother, her father, her siblings, her brother and sister, and her other family and friends, their lives will never be the same. As you heard from U.S. Attorney Ferguson, we spoke with Erna's mother, Anna, and her uncle just a few minutes ago, and we told them of the federal charges brought against Carlos Brown Jr. We hope this additional charge will help bring them a measure of justice and accountability for this horrific act. I want to thank our partners, Chief Jennings and the CMPD. We work every day with this police department. We co-locate agents and officers and detectives from the police department on our Violent Crimes and Safe Streets task forces. This is not a policing problem. CMPD is out there every day protecting our streets. You may not know how close we are to the police departments, but throughout this state, our partnerships with local police departments and state departments are critical to the work that we do. The task force partnership is a force multiplier. CMPD and other local partners work closely with the U.S. Attorney's Office, this office, to assess whether local and state cases are appropriate to charge federally. We are pleased to supplement the Charlotte and Mecklenburg Police Department's work on this investigation and the appropriate federal charges that were brought forth today. The FBI will work tirelessly to hold violent offenders accountable. Kash Patel, the director of the FBI, has empowered every field office to shift resources to violent crime to help keep our city's streets safe. We will continue to work with U.S. Attorney Ferguson, Department of Justice under direction of Attorney General Pam Bondi, and the FBI Director Patel to pursue justice for Arena and her family and for the people of Charlotte. In closing, Mr. Ferguson mentions this. The system has failed us in this case. There is no doubt. Everyone deserves to go about their daily lives, to get to work, to get to school, just across town without the fear of being attacked. We should live in a country and in a city where accountability, if you're convicted for a violent crime, is always paramount. Well, thank you, and I think we'll take questions.
Yeah, I want to add one thing. Before we take questions, I want to add one thing that I hope the family won't mind me sharing. But after Arena's death, the embassy in Ukraine called and said, "We'll help you bring her home." And her family said no. They said she loved America. We're going to bury her here. So I think we can give her an America to be proud of. As Mr. Barnacle said, something here is broken, and we're here to fix it. We're happy to take your questions.
Brett,
yeah.
In terms of speaking with the family, can you just talk a little bit more about that conversation? It's clear it was emotional for you. So can you talk about that conversation? What was the family's reaction to the new charges? And because not a lot of people have actually spoken to the family, so can you talk more about the conversation?
Sure, and we were both there for the conversation,
the press conference,
so you can add what you
right
want.
Now.
It was a very heavy
after
conversation.
Stabbing of that Ukrainian refugee.
We talked to her mother. We talked to her uncle. Her mother speaks very little English. We had a translator from the FBI there, and they wanted to talk about their daughter. That's what we talked about. Yes, ma'am.
Casey Jones from WCCB. Special Agent Barnacle, you mentioned that this was not a policing failure. Where exactly did the system fail?
It's hard to say. This man was charged 14 times. There's been numerous encounters with police departments. He was arrested by the CMPD in January, but he's still on our streets. So we'll have to figure this out, right? This is not a problem the FBI or the U.S. Attorney's Office can solve. We can work cases. We can react to crime. We can be proactive and try to prevent crime. Look, I think, you know, President Trump's spoken about this case in the last few days, and he has daughters. I have daughters. So it really hits close to home, right? And why do we have people, whether there's mental health issues or violent crime issues, why are they on the streets? Why our buses, our trains, our transportation systems, almost homeless shelters or mental health shelters? We need to fix that. We need to clean that up. We can only do so much. This is going to take a lot more work from society, from the people in power and the politicians. It's not something I can solve. But we can work cases and we can bring people to justice.
Hunter.
Hi there. Thank you for doing this. First off, charges came very quickly after the state side. I just wonder why it took this office 2 weeks to do one federal count here.
Yeah, well, federal charges are usually slower than state charges to begin with. I mean, the federal system is the first line of defense. They charge our violent crimes, our murders, our things like that. The federal system is really for repeat offenders, the worst of the worst. And in reality, the fact pattern here screams of a state crime. I mean, there was no gun used here. This was a knife case. There really is not a natural federal crime here. The federal crime we have is because it happened on a light rail system and because Congress has decided that that is essential to society. So we took the time to find that statute, do some research on that statute, make sure that we had the allegations and the facts to support that statute. And like most of our cases, we make sure our cases are pretty airtight before we bring them. And this was actually quite fast for us. We will sit on cases for months sometimes to make sure that we are successful once we bring them.
I want to follow up on that. Is this the right charge? Because it's my understanding under this statute, I'm not an attorney, but that he would have had to have been trying to take over the train or threaten other people, like personnel on the train. There is a federal charge for entering with intention to commit a homicide. That's a different statute. I just wonder how strong is this charge?
Yeah, well, so it is a broad statute, and part of the statute came out of 9/11, and some of it is meant for hijacking a train or things like that. But we are charging A7, subsection A7, aggravating factors, subsection B1, which are exactly for this situation. They are for when there is a passenger on the train and you do an act of violence on the train. And the reason for that is because hijacking a train is obviously a terrible thing that disrupts society, but making it so no one can ride the train or is too scared to ride the train is about the same threat. It's a terroristic act to make people afraid to go about their daily lives. That's what terrorism is, and that's why this statute is completely appropriate here. Now, this is a criminal complaint. We will indict later. We continue to look at facts. The FBI continues to investigate this case, and we may have more charges later. But for now, we have this charge, and we think it's an appropriate one. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Ryan Orlick with Charlotte. Thank you for doing this. Yeah. Have either of you been in discussion with the White House since this footage was released? And if you have, could you share anything about what was discussed?
I have not spoken with the White House.
No, nor have I.
Okay. Then an alternative question, if I could. My editor wanted me to check. There's some conversation, people who believe that they hear Carlos Brown say, after the stabbing in that footage, I got that white girl. It's unclear to me if he says that. Are y'all able to confirm if he did say that or what he said?
We are still investigating. Obviously, we have the videotape. We have some other evidence as well. Our investigators who are sitting here in the front row are looking at other angles. As Mr. Ferguson said, there is potential for other federal charges. So we'll just let the investigation play out. I can't comment directly on the facts.
Eric.
Yes, sir. I'm curious. You both mentioned the fragility of losing faith in the transit system. There have been a lot of people around this asking whether the transit system has structural flaws. Earlier you said it's a breakdown in the system. So how does the transit system itself fit into the broader picture of this case, in your opinion?
Yeah, I mean, it's clear something's broken here, and it's probably more than one thing. I think certainly the state justice system has some issues, but I think you're right, the train does too. And we've seen recently people go on the train and report what's going on the train. It's become a mobile homeless shelter. It's an air-conditioned place. There's no one checking tickets. No one's using tickets. And quite frankly, the revenue from the tickets that could be collected could pay for more security on the train. So I do think there's more we could be doing on our train and more we should be doing, but that's not our job. Our job's to prosecute this case. Yes, ma'am.
You just said that there's not supposedly really a natural fit initially for federal charges. At what point did you get involved to start looking at that for federal charges, and what made you do that then?
Well,
you were first.
So, Irina was murdered on the 22nd at about 10 p.m. I learned of the case on the 23rd in the morning. Our team was already in contact with detectives at the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department. From that day forward, we were in conversations with the U.S. Attorney's Office. So we've been talking about this from the get-go. But we pushed a little bit harder when we saw the videotape, right? And that, I didn't see that evidence early on, and, you know, horrified like everyone else when I saw it, and as was Mr. Ferguson. Everyone was able to get together and come to a charging decision.
And for us, it was a little bit, the act itself doesn't scream federal crime, but when we started to see the effects of that act and we saw the public saying, we're not riding the light rail anymore, we're afraid to go to the park, that's when my mind and my office started saying, huh, there's maybe something more than a single murder here. This might be a federal charge. And we started digging and found this charge. Yes, ma'am.
Courtney Davis with Spectrum News. This isn't the first incident that's happened on Charlotte Transit. There have been violent offenses on buses as well in the last couple of years. What is it that brought this to that level to get this amount of resources behind this case as well?
Yeah, well, we're concerned about the buses, too. This is not just about rail, and we're concerned about the streetcar. We're concerned about the special transit vehicles that are used for handicapped individuals. This is a problem with transit, and it's not just transit. We're concerned about our parks and our streets and our center city where convention goers come in droves. We're concerned about all of it. It takes a very particular case to get a federal charge, and sometimes, unfortunately, it takes kind of a snowball effect to get those federal charge, and we see that in a lot of our cases. We'll see, you know, a whole lot of robberies before we get a gang case, or a whole lot of drug users before we get a big drug distribution case. Here we saw a lot of little crimes in the transit system that led to one big crime that was on video, and we found the federal charge. So that's how we got here. Yes, ma'am.
Should people feel safe on public transit in Charlotte?
Right now, I don't know. I can't answer that question. I can tell you that it's my goal for people to feel safe on the light rail in Charlotte. I think it's essential to life in our city that people feel safe there. I hope that one day everyone feels safe riding light rail. Right now, I think we need to see changes before people are going to feel safe on light rail. Yes, sir.
If I'm guilty, could you once again explain the sentencing in depth,
yes,
a little bit more in depth, what's on the table?
Yeah, and thanks for the question, because federal sentencing is significantly more complicated than sentencing in the state level. So if convicted, and convicting, you know, that will be a conviction by jury of his peers in federal court over here. If convicted, we have a probation office that puts together a fairly lengthy report about that individual defendant. And that process takes about 3 months sometimes. It is a very lengthy report about his background, his prior crimes, his upbringing, anything that a judge will want to look at in sentencing. And then we will ask for a sentence, which I imagine will be a significant sentence in this case, but we don't know yet. And his attorneys will have an opportunity to argue for some other sentence that they think is appropriate. It goes before a federal judge. The federal judge considers that pre-sentence report, considers our argument, considers the defendant's argument, hears from the defendant if he chooses to speak, and issues an appropriate sentence at that time.
Death penalty could be considered.
The death penalty could be considered under this statute. We don't know if that's something we can seek under these facts yet. We're still researching. We're still investigating. But it is available under the statute, yes. Yes, sir.
You said earlier, especially said, that there's potential for other federal charges. Can you confirm that it maybe includes hate crime or racially motivated crime of some sort? Is that something that you are
That is
considering?
You. looking into, yes, we're looking into every available charge in this case. If we find facts that this was gender motivated or race motivated, we will absolutely bring a federal civil rights charge in this case. If the facts don't show that, we won't. We're only going to bring a charge that the facts support. The investigation's ongoing. We think we very fairly have the facts for this charge, but we continue to look and we may add charges, and civil rights charges are certainly on the table.
One more question.
Two quick questions.
Yeah.
The weekend, this garnered national attention, as you know. Both of your bosses got involved, especially last night, publicly about it. I'm curious, what do you say to people who see what's happening here today and wonder if this is political grandstanding?
Yeah, I don't see how you would see this case as political grandstanding. And if you do, I think you should have the conversation that we just had with Arena's family, because there's nothing political about that. This is a heinous crime, and we are going to remedy it. I don't know what the politics is here. If this was a political grandstand, there would be an opposite side to this. Is the opposite side, let's allow murders on our light rail? Is the opposite side, let's let people out of state prison so they can commit other crimes? There's no other side to this. There's no politics to this. This is a pure and simple federal case.
And Russ, can you speak to the...
I'll say something.
Sure.
Sorry,
go ahead.
Yeah, I don't think anyone can debate that this woman was violently murdered on a train. Director Patel has changed the priorities of the FBI to address violent crime, the scourge to our cities and our country by cartels, by transnational criminal organizations, and by local street gangs. We have put resources to those matters. We anticipate more and more cases to be charged across North Carolina into a violent crime space. We're committed to working this. This is a priority from Washington, and I'm not afraid to say that. And Director Patel will get up there, and he'll. And I wish he could be here today. I'm sure he does, too, to share the priorities of the FBI. Our job is to conduct investigations. Our job is to put people in handcuffs and turn them over to prosecutors to prosecute. And that's what we're going to do. That's what I have 200 agents in this state working full time to keep our streets safe.
Russ, I just wanted to ask, yeah. You've seen in state court how long some of these cases involving a mental health disorder forensic evaluations can take. How does that play in federal court? And do you find that being a hurdle in this case?
So, and I cannot say that will be an issue in this case or not. We don't know if there will be some sort of mental competency issue here or not. There is a process in federal court for that. Generally, a defendant sent for an evaluation. That evaluation can vary in time. We've seen it take a year in some cases, depending on the level of treatment needed, the level of evaluation. Sometimes psychiatrists need some time to get to know a patient before they can evaluate them. There's all sorts of variables. But we have had cases where that has happened, and ultimately, a judge will decide if he is competent to stand trial or not. But one thing is for sure. This person cannot be allowed on the streets. He cannot be allowed on our trains. So whether he is involuntarily committed or he is behind bars for a violent act, he should not be on the streets of Charlotte.
Would that track happen concurrently in any way? Obviously, that's happened with the state as well. There are at least have been concerns about his mental competency in the past. Claims, statements that he made as well. Would that happen concurrently or on separate tracks dealing with federal and state?
Yeah, so it's, and obviously we want this case to go as fast as possible to bring justice for the victim's family. That is most likely going to be separate tracks because the state system and federal system have different standards, different legal standards, different processes they go through. I've called the district attorney about this case. We're going to work out the best way for the victims to get this to go forward, whether that's federal going first, state going first, some sort of parallel pass. We'll have to figure it out, but there are definitely challenges to that. And generally when we bring a federal charge, the state charges are dropped. But this is a case where we have a first-degree murder charge, and we are supplementing with a federal charge, which I think tells you a little bit about the state system, that we can't trust that a first-degree murder charge is going to take someone off the streets for as long as we need them off the streets. We have to supplement with a federal charge. So.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. I really appreciate you covering this. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, that's the press conference there with the U.S. Attorney for the district down in Charlotte, U.S. Attorney Russ Ferguson, Western District of North Carolina. Now, obviously, he said this is a investigation. It's ongoing. It's a criminal complaint. And they have a lot here to do. But they're looking into this. You know, making something like this federal is not the easiest thing to do in the world, obviously, as they routinely pointed out during the press conference. But they believe there's at least enough basis here for them to go forward with the criminal complaint. All right, we'll take a quick break. And as we continue along here on the show, we get a lot more to cover. We're just getting warmed up. I will tell you, though, that our event with Jack Carr is going to be amazing. So make sure you get your tickets for that by going to 1210WPHG.com. Also, want to let you know the best way to extend summer is to book a fall stay at the beautiful Oceanfront Grand Hotel in Cape May, New Jersey. Cape May is beautiful in the fall. The weather is perfect. The beach is beautiful, and there are fewer crowds. The Grand has several special packages to make your getaway even grander. You can book a Grand Escape weekend this fall and earn resort credits, or make it a September to remember and book a September stay. Still earn resort credits and save 10% off room rates. Check out their website for details. Remember, book direct with them for the best rates and resort credits. The Grand is also the perfect place to host a wedding, baby and bridal shower. With four ballrooms, they have the perfect space to make lifetime memories. Call my friend Caitlin. Caitlin was named the 2025 South Jersey Face of Weddings. She is a certified wedding planner. She's the best of the best. She'll help you plan the wedding of your dreams. Just reach out to them today. And I'm telling you, you'll love Cape May in the fall. September, it's beautiful. I mean, the crowds are gone. The weather is just absolutely perfect. I mean, this weather is beautiful to go away. And we got the holidays coming up. You know, we got the kids are off from school. We got teachers convention. We got Jewish holidays coming up. Then we got the holidays. So think about all those things. And remember, the Grand Hotel has that heated indoor pool the kids love, the arcade the kids love, Hemingway's restaurant right on site, great breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Use those resort credits to cover the cost of so many different things, and you'll have a blast. Plus, a lot of things are open in Cape May from now until Christmas time. They got arcades open. They got great restaurants. They got mini golf for the kids. They got the Washington Street Mall. It's beautiful. So just make your reservation today by going to GrandHotelCapeMay.com, GrandHotelCapeMay.com. And don't forget, we will be there again October 31st, Halloween, for our next live show. So make sure you mark your calendar for that today so you don't miss it. Mark your calendar now, all right? GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
All righty. Oh, Justin, Matt, I'm getting a dog. Yeah, I am.
Oh, what breed?
No idea. No idea. Finally convinced my wife after years that we need to get a dog. My wife was anti-dog, but the kids keep begging her for a dog, and we finally won. So it was me and Patrick, Claire, and Reagan and versus Bridget, and we finally won. So we're getting a dog. We're going to get the dog for Christmas.
Oh, nice.
You getting a puppy? You getting a...
I have no idea. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know if we're doing a rescue, if we're going to do a breeder. I don't know. I know that there's a couple of requirements. Dog can't shed a lot. My wife does not want a dog that's particularly big. And, yeah. So, you know, I got to work within the confines of what we got. That's what I know. And she wants it to be for the kids for Christmas from us as a present. Because Santa doesn't do dogs. Santa doesn't deliver dogs. You know what I mean? The elves can't make a dog. So it's got to be it'll be a gift from mom and dad to the kids. So, yeah. So if the Azuli Army has ideas, they can start sending them in.
Well, I know poodles don't shed. I think they're in the clear.
I don't want a friggin' poodle.
Well, they're also kind of nasty, though.
Yeah,
so I think they have bad temperaments.
I don't want a poodle. I don't want a dog. It's too yippity.
That's a poodle,
that.
Too, I think. Yeah. All right, so poodle's ruled out. We can cross that off the list.
Yeah, I don't want a friggin'... I mean, I would love a German Shepherd, because I had one when I was a kid. And she got hit by a car, and I was devastated. I had to go to therapy. I was so upset by that. But my wife was like, absolutely friggin' not. No way. No way. So, you know. I don't know. Maybe, what are they, snickerdoodles or something, whatever they're called?
A golden doodle?
Maybe a golden doodle. Yeah, maybe one of those. I don't know.
Yeah.
I got to talk to Perino. She's a dog expert.
I'm looking up breeds now that don't shed. It looks like you could go with a giant schnauzer.
A giant schnauzer?
A giant schnauzer. They don't shed, evidently. Or an Irish water spaniel.
Irish water spaniel. All right.
I don't even know what those... Oh, that dog's kind of cool looking. But they both sort of have that dog kind of looks like a poodle, if I'm being honest. But evidently it isn't.
Irish water spaniel. Yeah. Is it... does it do the Irish goodbye on you a lot? Irish water spaniel. Where's your dog? It was just here 2 minutes ago. It does that. Disappears. Oh. We got time to think about it. We got from now until basically Christmas time. So, although I understand things take planning and everything else. We don't have a fence in our yard. Wait, yeah?
Oh, I was going to say, do the kids know they're getting a dog?
We know. They know because on vacation, we finally broke my wife down. And she said, okay. But they don't know when they're getting a dog. They don't know if it's going to be anytime soon. So... But we got to do it. My daughter went to vet in training camp this summer. She loves animals. We also think it'd be good for my son to learn a little, you know, responsibility about taking care of something. We're just worried Reagan might kill it accidentally, you know, not on purpose, like a serial killer, but that she might just, because she's so rough, that if it's a puppy, she might accidentally just squash it or something like that. So we got
the Christmas gift is a great idea, though. I actually got a dog when I was a little kid for Christmas, and it was the best, to this day, the best Christmas gift I ever received. It was a
really?
Golden Retriever. Yeah.
See? That's what I'm talking about. Justin, do you have a dog?
I did have a dog. We had a Morkey for about 7 years. He was a yapper, so...
He's a yapper?
He was a yapper. Mm. And he managed to get separation anxiety a lot, so when we would leave, he would just nonstop yapping. But I did love him. Hmm. But personally, I am more of a cat guy than I am a dog guy.
Yeah, that's a non-starter. I'm not a cat person.
I've got two cats. I love them both.
Yeah. There's cat people and dog people in the world.
Yeah. We can find common ground.
Sure. We certainly can. And I'm also allergic to cats. So, like Catwoman.
See, there you go. There's our common ground.
There you go. Big fan of hers. Big fan of her work. But Oh, by the way, the Philly dad, you know, the dad who, the crazy Philly Karen who took the ball from that father?
Yeah.
He's got a message right now. He said, please don't do anything to that lady. Leave it alone. You know, somebody knows her and can talk to her. That's different. But God, I don't want people breaking into her house and stuff like that. The internet has already messed her up pretty good. The woman has been ridiculed, obviously. This is from the New York Post, but I don't know if her true identity, I don't know if they've actually figured out who this woman is yet. But he said to NBC 10 on Sunday, he said, I pretty much just wanted her to go away. That's why he gave her the ball. So he said, I could say something like she got what she deserved, but I don't know if she deserved that much because she's gotten so much ridicule and everything like that. I mean, she's getting killed. And then, of course, they identify that woman incorrectly as Cheryl Richardson Wagner, who then posted, I'm not, in all caps, the crazy Philly mom, but I sure would love to be as thin as her and move as fast. So anyway, the dad's saying, don't dox her or do anything like that. A trading card retailer, Blowout Cards, has offered the woman $5,000 for the ball, but only if she signs it and writes, I'm sorry. And then the company will give the ball to the kid. That's good publicity for them. So Philly's Karen has to write, I'm sorry on the ball, and then give it, and then the baseball card, Blowout Cards, they'll give her 5 G's. Pretty good. I mean, she should do it. She can't leave her house now. She can only go from her house with her cats, no offense, Justin, to her Subaru, and then go to her community organizing and a protest against Trump and then back to her house. She really can't go many places. You know what I mean?
If I were her, I'd never show my face in public again. You just got to lay low.
You think she grows out that Elizabeth Warren look just to hide her identity and drop the glasses? And got it, right?
Got to grow it out. Got to dye it black, whatever. Yep. Whatever you got to do to get new glasses, make an optometrist appointment ASAP, new glasses. Just got to reinvent yourself.
Get a new do, lose the mom jeans. She's got to lose those mom jeans, too. Those things were hideous. I'm just saying. I hate her. I hate her so much. I really do. Every time I watch that video, I hate her even more. But did not come up today when I was on America's Newsroom. You know what did come up? This woman on a plane who made pasta on a plane. Viral TikTok video of this woman sitting on a plane, and she brought her own flour and water and made gnocchi on a plane. Now, she can't really make gnocchi because for gnocchi, you need ricotta or you need potatoes, but she made a pasta. They said it was gnocchi, but it's not gnocchi. With gnocchi, like I said, you got to either do the Roman style with the ricotta, or you got to do potatoes, and that's more of like the Tuscan style, but I prefer ricotta. But anyway, the question was, well, I think she did this just to go viral, but they asked me, can you eat raw pasta? Can you eat raw pasta? That's the question. Yes or no? Yay or nay? What's the ruling on the field?
I mean, I'm not going to eat it. I saw that video, and I remember thinking to myself, this is all well and good, and the pasta looks delicious, but what the heck is she going to do with it? She can't boil water, and consequently, cannot eat it. I vote no. Don't eat that.
You vote no. When I do my Cooking with Reagan videos, I always say to Reagan, don't eat the raw pasta, because Reagan will eat anything. And they say not to eat raw flour, but the thing, their biggest reason why is because we make our pasta the way you're supposed to make pasta, which is you put eggs in it. So we make, you know, true egg noodles. So we take the well of flour, and then you put 5 beautiful, wonderful eggs in the middle of that, egg yolks. And then you make a mound, and you keep shaping it and shaping it. And that's how you make true, authentic pasta that way. And so now you're dealing with raw egg. And the same reason why they say you should not eat cookie dough is because of, what is it, salmonella, right? You could get.
Yeah.
I don't believe in that. I don't really. I mean, when I was a kid, I drank raw eggs. I'll tell you why. I watched Rocky. Like, when I was a kid, me and my buddies went. Everybody has to do this, of course, at one point in your life. You run up the stairs of the art museum like Rocky. I assume you guys have done that at one point.
I have not. I would get winded.
No, as a kid, though. Justin, did you ever do it?
Yeah. Of course. You got to.
You got to do it. And then at one point, I was fat as a kid. I had to lose weight. I had to get in shape. So I would drink raw eggs like Rocky did, And I would just drink those, and then I would do Slim Fast. I did. I did Slim Fast to lose weight in high school. And I drank raw eggs and Slim Fast, and I lost weight. We went, ran up the steps like Rocky. I felt good about it. And then I would watch Vision Quest with Matthew Modine. You remember that movie? That was a great one. Vision Quest? Oh, yeah. And I would I dropped a bunch of weight, gained it all back in college, obviously. But that's how you do it. And so I never got sick, and I ate cookie dough all the time. I ate cookie dough, and I never got sick. So I don't know. I mean, I think if you're dealing with really fresh eggs, you probably don't have to worry about it. I don't know, but they say not to. And I don't want to worry about my five-year-old getting sick, mainly because then she'll be home and I got to deal with it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think he's going to kill her. But so, but in terms of just raw flour and water, yeah, I mean, it's not going to taste great, but I don't think it's going to kill you. What's wrong with eating that? I don't think it's, you know what I mean?
By the way, I just sent Justin the video of this maniac making pasta on a plane, so we'll have that loaded up in a second. People can watch it firsthand.
Right, I was going to bring this up because when you brought, there's actually, I remember seeing on TikTok this video of this guy making shrimp and garlic potatoes on a plane.
I saw that, yeah.
And that's what I was grabbing.
Shrimp and garlic potatoes. You should pull that up too.
I'm bringing it up too.
Now, again, when I don't know what topics I'm going to be talking about when I go on America's Newsroom or any other show. They don't tell me, and I'm in the car and I'm driving, you know, we're driving up and then I get my topics and I go, wow, real hard hitting here. TikTok video about a woman making pasta on a plane. But the point that I had was good for her because there are people who are making money going viral. It's a whole economy around this. And she found a way to cut through the noise and go viral. So I say good for her. But the comments from people, like one woman was like, I'm gluten-free. And there she is with her flour. Like, what are you going to get exposure in the air from gluten? Like, relax, lady. Gluten doesn't go airborne and make you stop. Another woman was like, this is just so... And then they started going on about how filthy planes are and how you... Okay, but yeah, all right, planes are filthy, but you're sitting there, you're eating something on a plane. Like, you know what I mean? Like, relax. So a lot of the comments were kind of nuts. Do you have the video?
Yeah, I got. Which one do you want to see first? Pasta or shrimp and potatoes?
Well, go with pasta first.
All right, here is
all right, can you narrate it for us?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
So we see her. She holds up the gnocchi. She's making the well with water, mixing it all together. Rolling it out. She's even got the gnocchi spoon where you can make the little shape on it, cutting it up. Looks like she's dropping some salt on it as a sip of wine.
See that?
I mean, it doesn't look that bad.
No, it's not gnocchi though. It can't be gnocchi. Because you need the ricotta or the potatoes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's shaped like that, but that doesn't make it gnocchi. You can identify your pasta as gnocchi. It doesn't make it so. You know what I mean? Saying. I've made gnocchi a million times in my life. Never without ricotta or without potatoes. It's ridiculous. It's a sin. That's a disgrazia right there. All right, now show us the guy making, what is it? It's garlic, shrimp, and potatoes?
Yeah,
again,
garlic.
On an airplane.
On an airplane.
Sitting there on an airplane in the middle of just a flight. Just making his own dinner like that. He's like, airplane food's the worst. I don't want to deal with this. I'm going to make my own dinner. Go ahead, narrate it for us, too, please.
Well, I got a terrible idea. It's a terrible idea.
Stroll away.
The stuff I got packed.
It's got copyrighted music, so I'm just going to narrate it.
All right, go ahead.
We see a video of the guy. He holds up his Walmart brand potatoes, shrimp. He somehow has a 6-volt battery. I didn't know you could bring those on a plane. Mm. That's news to me. He's in the bathroom, locks the bathroom. God forbid you have to use the bathroom on this flight. And he's got a water heater. He has some garlic butter. He puts the shrimp. He fills the sink, plugs the sink up, plugs in his 6-volt battery, and then you see him hand mixing his potatoes in the sink of the airplane bathroom, which sounds disgusting, while he's cooking his shrimp. He uses the raw shrimp water as his mixer for his pre-cooked potatoes.
Oh, God.
And drizzles a little bit of garlic in there, a little bit of like the pre-made garlic. And then he puts it all together, which I think is poetic. He puts his cooked shrimp, his raw shrimp water, garlic mashed potatoes in a sick bag.
Ugh.
Which, again, just honestly poetic.
That's the Walmart shrimp. Matt, what about the Walmart shrimp?
The Walmart shrimp were the ones that were radioactive.
That's right. Radioactive shrimp. Hey, wait, what does he have, a heater, you said?
Yeah, it's like, let me see if I can
get How the hell you get this past TSA? You can't even get a friggin', like, you know what I mean? How does he get all this stuff past airport security is what I want to know.
Like, the food I get, but he pulls out, like, a big 6-volt battery, and he's got, like, cords, and he's got, like, this coiled heater to a car. Like, I don't know how he meant.
Yeah, I don't know how you get that past. What does he got, like a little razor to slice the garlic? I don't know how you get that past TSA either. Is the garlic pre-sliced?
It's the shaker garlic that he's got in a bottle that he just, like.
Oh.
And you know they barely clean those sinks. And
he's using
the raw shrimp water to make the potato. And he doesn't have utensils either. He's just hand scooping out the garlic butter and just throwing it in there.
Oh, God. I'm going to get sick. Disgusting. You know what I'm going to do? My next flight, I'm going to make a pizza on the next flight. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to find a way to make a pizza midair. I'll go viral. I'll be a millionaire. My viral video. I'll make a wood-fired pizza on a plane. I don't know how, but I'm going to find a way. If there's anyone who can do it, it's me. That's going to be my goal. Wood-fired pizza 30,000 feet. We'll call it the Wood-Fired Pizza Club, like the Mile High Club. That's what I'm going to do. Bring an
Just
uni.
Watch.
I'm going to sneak an uni on top of, into the flight.
Just watch a movie and eat your trail mix.
Yeah. So probably what I'll do would be a lot easier. All right, big 5 o'clock hour coming up straight ahead. Don't forget, Jack Carr, October 13th. Get your tickets today. This event will sell out. And in the 5 o'clock hour, we'll talk about the reaction to that brutal murder in North Carolina. Also, what is the latest that's going on with the Epstein files? Caroline Levitt had some things to say about that today at the White House press briefing. Don't go away.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.